Imagine a tall column wrapped in grapevines, all one golden color, sitting in the middle of an art gallery, standing out in a room of smaller pieces. I first noticed this piece due to its shiny color and staggering height for a work of art, standing at 5 feet 8 inches. Upon closer look at the piece, I noticed the intricate details on the grapevines that wrap around the column. The vines lead to clusters of grapes stretching upwards around the column. The grapes look like they have been carved out of wood due to the very fine details. At the top of the column, there are crest-like designs stretching away from the top area of the piece. These designs also appear in ancient architecture, suggesting that this piece was based off buildings with similar design styles. Column with grapevine motifs was made in the 1600s in Spain and was originally used as a cathedral retable. A retable is a frame or column enclosing decorated panels or revered objects above and behind an altar. The widespread grapevines can be traced back as far as ancient Greek mythology. Dionysus, the Greek god of wine and grapes, is often depicted carrying grapes or grapevines in paintings. In Christianity and the New Testament, the grapevine is symbolic of fertility and prosperity. I thought it was very interesting that the piece had a purpose outside of art, and it helped drive my decision to choose this piece. I usually don't enjoy art museums, but a piece that is very architectural and had a function stood out to me. When making this piece, the artist put an emphasis on how Old World architecture was starting to blend together during the late Renaissance period. The Renaissance had effects on all aspects of life, including works of art. On the column, you can see a mix of many types of European architecture, which is what makes this piece very unique and helps it stand out to an onlooker at an art museum. This has been Andrew with another Bulldog Art Tour.